This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. state court on Wednesday overturned comedian and television star Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction and ordered he be released from prison immediately. The decision by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court came after Cosby had served more than 2 years of a potential 3 to 10 year sentence following his 2018 conviction. The court found a previous prosecutor had made a deal with Cosby not to charge him in the case. The comedian actor was best known for his role as the lovable husband and father in the 1980s television comedy series The Cosby Show, earning him the nickname America's Dad. But his family-friendly reputation was shattered after dozens of women accused him of sexual assault over a period of decades. Cosby was found guilty of sexually assaulting Andrea Constant in his home in 2004 after giving her unidentified pills. Former United States President Donald Trump is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border on Wednesday as he seeks to reclaim the spotlight, riding a wave of Republican attacks on Democratic President Joe Biden over the rise of migrants caught entering the United States. Trump's visit comes as a criminal investigation into his business empire is apparently accelerating. The Wall Street Journal reported Wednesday the Manhattan, New York district attorney is expected to charge his company and its chief financial officer with tax-related crimes on Thursday. A United Nations court has convicted two former allies of late Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic of aiding and abetting crimes committed by Serb paramilitaries in the Bosnian town in 1992. However, the court in The Hague says there's not enough evidence to convict them of other crimes in other towns and villages in Bosnia and Croatia in the early 1990s. This is VOA News. Sudanese authorities claim they arrested scores of members of the former ruling party, accusing them of plotting, quote, acts of destruction. Police detained at least 200 members of the National Congress Party, or NCP, early on Wednesday. Officials said the 32nd anniversary of the coup that brought the party's former leader, ex-president Omar al-Bashir, to power. Bashir was in turn ousted in 2019 and replaced by a shaky military-civilian transitional government that has promised to hold elections and has regularly accused NCP loyalists of trying to undermine its work and disrupt the country. Britain is starting to plan for a COVID-19 vaccine booster campaign later this year after top vaccine advisors said Wednesday it might be necessary to give third shots to the elderly and most vulnerable from September. The government says a final decision on whether a vaccine booster campaign was needed had not been made, but officials are advising preparation should begin on a precautionary basis. Britain has given 85% of adults a first COVID-19 shot, with more than 60% receiving two doses. The success of the vaccine rollout has seen Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledge to lift lockdown restrictions on July 19th, even as cases of the highly transmissible Delta variant rise. Germany's health minister said Wednesday the country has caught up with the United States in terms of the proportion of the population having had one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine, adding the more infectious Delta variant meant it was important to keep up the pace. The German government came under fire for the sluggish start to its vaccination campaign earlier this year, particularly in comparison with countries such as the United States, Britain, and Israel, but it has since ramped up quickly. The health minister says 55% of the population had now received a first vaccine, while 37% has had both shots. Officials say more than a third of all virus samples tested in Germany are of the Delta variant, and it's likely to make up half of all new infections beginning this week. A televised phone-in with Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday was targeted by quote-unquote powerful cyber attacks, according to the state-run network which broadcast the event. The annual session with Putin sees the president field live calls from Russians throughout the country. This year's phone-in on Wednesday lasted nearly 4 hours, but repeatedly faced connection problems. A presenter told the Russian president its digital systems were facing attacks, and Putin asked if he was joking or serious. Russia's largest telecommunications provider confirmed the attacks to news agencies, saying measures were being taken to, quote, block these illegitimate activities. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.